Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Ecopetrol, the leading oil and gas player out of Colombia. If you're not familiar with Ecopetrol, let me give you the quick rundown. This company is a heavyweight in the energy sector, primarily focused on exploration, production, refining, and distribution of hydrocarbons. Operating in the oil and gas industry, Ecopetrol holds a dominant position in its home country and has a growing presence in other parts of Latin America. It's a major contributor to Colombia's economy, and with thousands of employees, it's a significant employer as well. Today, we're diving deep into what makes this company tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all while keeping an eye on what this means for you as a long-term investor. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's touch on some recent buzz and performance trends for Ecopetrol. Based on the latest news snippets, there's been a mix of optimism and concern. On one hand, the company has been making headlines with efforts to expand its footprint and invest in sustainable energy initiatives, which could signal a pivot toward future-proofing their business. On the flip side, there are whispers of operational challenges and regulatory pressures in Colombia that might weigh on their near-term results. Performance-wise, Ecopetrol has shown some volatility. Over the past month, their stock has lagged a bit behind the broader energy sector, but if we zoom out to a one-year view, they've held up decently with moderate gains. The question is, can they sustain that momentum? Let's break it down with a full SWOT analysis to see where Ecopetrol stands and what could drive its future. Strengths: dominant market position. Ecopetrol is the big fish in Colombia's oil and gas pond. Their control over a significant chunk of the country's production and refining capacity gives them a solid foundation, ensuring steady revenue streams even when global oil prices get choppy. Strong revenue base. Looking at their income statements, Ecopetrol has consistently posted robust revenue figures over recent years. This isn't just about big numbers, it's about their ability to generate cash from core operations, which is critical for funding dividends and reinvestments. Healthy cash flow. Their cash flow statements reveal a strong operating cash flow, which, paired with decent free cash flow, means they've got the liquidity to weather downturns or pounce on strategic investments without breaking the bank. Dividend yield. Speaking of dividends, Ecopetrol offers a pretty attractive yield based on current metrics. For income-focused investors like many of you, this is a nice perk, providing a steady return while holding for the long haul. Weaknesses: high debt levels. Let's not sugarcoat it. Ecopetrol's balance sheet shows a concerning debt-to-equity ratio. This level of leverage could become a real problem if interest rates climb or if oil prices tank, squeezing their margins and limiting financial flexibility. Operational inefficiencies. Some of the recent earnings call summaries hint at operational hiccups, whether it's aging infrastructure or delays in key projects. These issues could drag on profitability if not addressed swiftly. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio, Ecopetrol isn't exactly screaming undervalued right now. Compared to industry averages, it's trading at a premium, which might make some of you pause before jumping in, especially if growth slows. Short-term underperformance. While their long-term performance isn't bad, the short-term metrics, like the one-month lag behind the sector, suggest they're struggling to keep pace with peers. This could spook momentum investors, even if it's not a deal-breaker for the long game. Opportunities. Geographic expansion. Ecopetrol's revenue breakdowns by region show they're already tapping into markets beyond Colombia. If they can accelerate this push, especially in stable, high-demand areas of Latin America, it could diversify their income and reduce reliance on domestic risks. Sustainability push. Recent news highlights their investments in renewable energy and greener practices. If they play their cards right, this could position them as a leader in the energy transition, appealing to ESG-focused investors and potentially unlocking new revenue streams. Industry tailwinds. The energy sector as a whole is seeing some positive momentum, with oil demand still strong in many markets. Ecopetrol could ride this wave, especially if global supply constraints push prices higher in the medium term. Forward-looking valuations. On the valuation front, Their forward P/E ratio suggests analysts expect earnings growth in the coming years. If these projections hold, today's price might look like a bargain down the road, especially for patient investors. Threats, regulatory and political risks. Operating primarily in Colombia, Ecopetrol is at the mercy of local politics and regulations. Recent news points to potential policy shifts that could increase taxes or impose stricter environmental rules, directly hitting their bottom line. Commodity price volatility. As an oil and gas company, their fate is tied to crude prices. A sudden drop could wipe out margins, especially with their high debt load amplifying the pain. Competitive pressure. The energy sector isn't a solo game. With global players and even smaller regional competitors ramping up, Ecopetrol needs to stay sharp on innovation and efficiency or risk losing market share. Climate change pushback. The long-term shift away from fossil fuels is a real threat. While they're dabbling in sustainability, they're still heavily reliant on traditional energy. If the world moves faster toward renewables, they could be left playing catch-up. Now, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. For long-term investors, Ecopetrol presents a bit of a mixed bag. On one hand, their market dominance and cash flow strength make them a solid contender in the energy space, especially with a juicy dividend to sweeten the deal. On the other, that debt burden and exposure to political risks in Colombia are hard to ignore. Short term, I'd keep an eye on how they manage operational challenges and whether those sustainability initiatives start bearing fruit. Medium term, any uptick in oil prices could give them a nice boost, but you've got to weigh that against the ever-present risk of a downturn in the commodity cycle. In conclusion, Ecopetrol has the bones of a strong long-term investment, particularly if you're income-focused and believe in the enduring demand for oil over the next decade. However, it's not without its headaches. Debt and regulatory risks could cap upside if not managed well. My take? This isn't a slam dunk, but it's worth watching, especially if they can execute on diversification and clean energy plays. Stay tuned for more deep dives like this, and don't forget to check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, you can find the full bullet point SWOT breakdown on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about Ecopetrol's future? Let's keep the conversation going.